Alright folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Your daily dose of motivation, inspiration, and maybe a little bit of a good old-fashioned reality check. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something that affects all of us at some point. Self-sabotage. Ever feel like you're setting yourself up for failure? You know that feeling when you have a goal, you're fired up, ready to conquer the world, but then... Out of nowhere, those little voice demons creep in whispering doubts and excuse. You can't do it, they say. It's too hard, just give up. And suddenly, that mountain you were eager to climb seems more like a treacherous cliff face. We've all been there. The good news is, we don't have to let those sneaky saboteurs win. Today, we're going to equip you with the tools and mindset to break free from self-sabotage and stay motivated on your journey to success. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you turn those inner critics into cheerleaders. 1. Recognize your triggers. The first step to overcoming self-sabotage is awareness. Pay attention to the situations, thoughts, or emotions that tend to trigger those negative self-talk patterns. Maybe it's a certain deadline, dealing with specific people, or even feeling overwhelmed by success itself. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. It's like identifying the landmines in your life so you can safely navigate around them. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as facts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, self-sabotaging thoughts are based on fear or past experiences that don't necessarily apply to your current situation. When you challenge those thoughts with logic and reason, you start to chip away at the power. Think of it like a workout for your mind. The more you flex those critical thinking muscles, the stronger they become. 3. Set realistic goals. One of the biggest culprits behind self-sabotage is setting unrealistic expectations. We put too much pressure on ourselves, aiming for perfection instead of progress. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Break down your big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way to build momentum and keep yourself motivated. It's about enjoying the journey, not just reaching the destination. 4. Focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, focus on what you do well. Identify your strengths and use them to your advantage. Think of it like playing a video game. If you know your character's special abilities, you can strategize and win more effectively. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Instead, learn from them and move forward. Remember, even the most successful athletes have faced a fair share of defeats. It's how they bounce back that defines them. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're training for a big race. You've put in the hard work, you've got the plan, but then doubt creeps in. Those inner voices start whispering. You're not fast enough. What if you get injured? Maybe you should just quit. Sounds familiar? Now imagine you have a coach who says, hey, I see that doubt creeping in. Let's focus on your strengths, celebrate those training wins, and break down this race into smaller goals. We've got this. That's what we're doing here today, giving you the tools to be your own self-compassionate coach, silencing those negative voices, and running that race with confidence. So, remember folks, self-sabotage is a common struggle, but it doesn't have to define you. By recognizing your triggers, challenging those negative thoughts, setting realistic goals, focusing on your strengths, and practicing self-compassion, you can break free from the cycle and achieve your full potential. Now go out there, crush your goals, and remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little motivation boost, and let me know in the comments what strategies have helped you overcome self-sabotage. Until next time, keep pushing yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.